views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding. For all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn. Welcome to Thursday, everybody. Today is January the 30th, 2014. And wherever you are in your life today, I hope that everything is just how you would like it to be, because that's how your life should be. And that's how I want your life to be. And that's how I hope you want your life to be as well. We're going to be talking about a number of different things today. Today's show is a little like a potpourri, a little of this, a little of that. And hopefully you might find something in the middle that resonates with you. And if you do, I offer it to you in healing, love, and compassion, and that it finds you and helps you a little bit on your journey, on your path in this world and in this universe and in this particular lifetime. Because, you know, it's not a mistake that we're all here together. Even if we don't know each other at this particular, on this particular planet, at this particular point in time in the existence of the universe. And that's kind of cool, I think, when you think about it. I'll be taking your calls during the show today, as always. And so if there's something that you would like to share, a question that you have, perhaps about your animal companions, yourself, any kind of intuitive information you would like to have, mediumship, I do all of those things. Please feel free to call into our 1-800 number. That's 1-800-930-2819. You'll be talking with the amazing Brian, who is my fabulous producer for today. Or you can go to the website Transformation Talk Radio. And on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a little box that you can click that says, send me a live question or a comment, and that will do that. And I have that website all dialed up, and that will just zoom you right in there, and we're going to be all set and absolutely fabulous for today. So, before we get started, as I said, today's show is going to be just a little bit of a potpourri. And as you know, we lost Lou Reed this past year. I think Lou Reed was one of the most amazing musical genius and lyricist minds that we've had to grace our lifetime, certainly. And I'd like to play a song for you today. Before I do, there's a quote that I picked up off of Facebook today from Andrew Wilbury Smith's website, or Facebook page. And if you haven't met Andy, he's over in the UK. I recommend highly that you go to his website page and get signed up to his group, because his Facebook fan page, because he's absolutely fabulous about anything musical. So the quote from Lou Reed is, "Without music, we might as well close the planet. Music is the lifeblood of everything. Can you imagine if we didn't have music? We might as well be dead. It's unthinkable without music. Music is the heartbeat, the spirit, the blood of the people today." And I would like to add to that and say most certainly all of our animal companions are dramatically affected by music. And I'll talk with you about that a little bit later on in the show. But without further ado, there's a song that I picked out for you today that sometimes I think this particular time of year, you know, right after Christmas, things might seem just a little bit dull, a little bit dreary. Perhaps you need something to kind of, you know, reframe your thinking about the importance of winter, not only the season, but the meaning behind winter, the hibernation, the introspection, the turning inward. And hopefully that's a cause for celebration in your life of that opportunity to turn inward. So this is a song by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and it's called Wizards in Winter. So Brian, let's go ahead and dial that one up, and everybody, I'll see you after the song. I know. Fabulous, right? Isn't that just amazing? Oh my gosh, I hope you guys were rocking out just like I was. And hopefully the energy of that song caused you to maybe lift yourselves just a little bit out of the doldrums today. If you're not having doldrums, hopefully this just kind of further supported you and you were able to do like wild gypsy dancing and just kind of imagining Wizards in Winter. To me, that's a visual of wizards out there deep in the forest somewhere. All the animals are playing with them, all the plants and the trees and the crystals of the earth are playing with them, and they're just having a fabulous party. So thank you very much for listening to that song with me. I like the energy behind it, obviously. And speaking about energy, today's topic is going to be the energy behind words we use both with and about our animal companions and the animals of the world. And I believe that that's critical to our relationship with them. And so I hope you'll hang on. We're going to be heading here into a break just a little bit. I know that I have Julie from California on the line. And Julie, I hope you'll stay tuned because I want to honor you and give you, rather than bring you in right before break and then bring you in right after break, I thought I'd just wait until after the break because we just have a couple minutes going into the break. So hang on with me, Julie, if you would. And so everybody, just like Julie, if there's something that I can help you with today, any questions, comments, concerns, anything that I can help you with, I'm delighted to be able to do that. And as you all know, we've talked a little bit about words before. I'm a little particular, I think, about calling our animals, the animals in our lives, animal companions. I firmly believe that we are their guardians, as in guardian angels. And so if at any time during the show today, you can get yourself to the internet and just kind of Google, if you will, guardian for animals. And there's actually a pretty cool website. I'm not sure if it was in existence a couple years ago. And it's kind of an underground movement that I think has kind of moved on to be above the ground as far as people being able to transition the words that they use both about their animal companions and about themselves so that it gets to a place of partnership, a loving relationship with a sentient being, just like any sentient being that you have in your life today. So as we head into the break, this is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope you'll stay tuned after the break, and we'll get to all those callers. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn. And I don't know about you, but Whenever I do a couple of my radio shows, the one today and the one tomorrow and one to radio, it's not at all uncommon for one of my two cats to come and place themselves on my lap to start to purr loudly. They put their little paw up there as if to bring me in close, to hold me, to give me a hug, to just say, you know, pay attention to me. And it's interesting. I do know that a couple of my listeners, at least on one to radio, say that when their animal companions hear my voice on the air, they all of a sudden get really quiet, or they might come a little bit closer to the radio or whatever. So if you ever doubt the effect that a human being, you as a human being, can have on another animal being, I would invite you to doubt no more, because most certainly they're masterful at reading energy. And so let your positive energies shine forth, because they definitely are attracted to that, and they know energy like no other sentient being on Earth. So we're talking about the words that we use both for, with, and about animals, not only just animal companions, but animals of the world today. But before we do that, and because she's been patient, Brian, would you go ahead and put Julie through?
All right, Julie, you're on the air with Lizanne. Welcome to the Animal's Eye View.
Thank you.
Hi, Julie. Nice to have you here. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good, Lizanne. Thanks.
What can I do for you?
Well, we have a kitty cat who we find very difficult to live with.
Okay.
And I'm sure he finds us difficult to live with as well.
What are the issues?
Well, he is about, I was trying to remember, he's around, I think, 7 or 8 years old. And we don't feel safe around him. He can sit in my lap. I'm the only lap that we allow him in. He'll be fine for a little while and purring, and I'll pet him and stuff. And then when the tail starts going, which could be 30 seconds into the lap, you know, I say, time to get down, and he has to get down, because otherwise he'll bite or scratch me. But a person could be walking down the hall and he'll slash them on the ankle, or no one really feels safe sitting in the living room because he'll come jump up on them or sit next to them. And sometimes that's fine. And sometimes that's, you know, they might get bitten or something.
Right.
And he also, he scratches on the door to get in. I think he doesn't have a very loud voice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very, you know, destructive, and my husband hates that. And
sure.
He tears around the furniture, and we have this rug we really love that if we have the rug out, he destroys it. And so that really, really upsets my husband. I don't like it either. The cat, we have him on Prozac.
Okay.
Which is helping.
And how long have you had him, Julie?
Since he was about 2 weeks, we had the mom and the litter. We fostered the mom.
Wow.
And the litter. And we chose him out of the litter, or maybe he chose us, who knows. But some of the other kitties are much mellower.
Okay. But, and are they living with you as well, or are they've already gone to other homes?
We have one. He's the only pet in the house.
Okay. Okay. The first image that he shows me, Julie, and I appreciate your saying that he might not find it easy to live with you as well. And I would invite you to not take this personally, because the thing is with that, when animals communicate back with us, it honestly is, it's pretty direct, but it's also without any judgment. It's usually full of compassion, and it's simply a statement of, look, this is how it is, sort of a thing. And so
right.
while you were speaking, he showed me himself with his two front paws together, and it looked like he was showing me that he felt like he was in handcuffs.
Uh-huh.
And so it's his perception that, it's his perception that there are things that he's not allowed to do in the house. And correct me if I'm wrong, Julie, is he an indoor and an outdoor cat?
Yeah.
Okay. And how short do you keep his nails? His nails, yeah.
I've never trimmed. I can't get near him to trim his nails.
Okay. I would invite you to, because there's a couple of things that we can do to help this guy. Because see right now how it is, just like with any other sentient being in your home, if there's an emotional response to something that they're doing as opposed to working together and trying to find a different solution, then it kind of becomes, they're showing me this like game of ping pong back and forth, only the stakes get progressively higher on both sides. And as you said, you're finding it very difficult to live with him. He's finding it difficult to live with you. And that's because there's this kind of, they're showing me like this cyclone of energy that kind of has gotten quite big over the years. But I think that, I honestly do think that there's a couple of things that can be done to make it a little bit easier. Number one, most definitely, is to have his front nails trimmed and trimmed often. Even though he's an outdoor cat, I would invite you to check with your vet on this. I do not trim my own cat's hind claws. Those are the ones that they use mostly for protection. You know, and I'm sure your guy is telling me that you have had this experience where he might hold onto your arm and kind of attempt to scratch with the hind legs. But you can most definitely trim those front nails. Does he have a number of scratching posts available?
He has lots of tall scratching posts, and he uses them a lot.
Okay, good. And
really,
that's appropriate.
He doesn't scratch the furniture the way that cats do to sharpen their claws. He scratches as he's running, racing around. That's the only time that he scratches the furniture, as racing around. Although the rug, I don't know what that's about.
So well, you're the other thing
that front nails so that he doesn't scratch the furniture and the rug.
Well, it's just because you know that the anatomy with the cat's claws, they shed kind of from the outside. The new one comes up from underneath the inside.
Yeah.
And cat's claw, they scratch, scratching post, etc. Not only to do that and to pull off the sheath that's coming off of the nail underneath, but the other thing they do is scent with their paws. And so when your guy is running around, it's not so much, and again, those handcuffs are coming forward again. He's making me feel like his perception, at least, Julie, is that there are, I'm not sure how else to say this, that there are a number of rules in the home environment. And I believe me, I'm all for saying it's humans first, animals second, and that if the humans don't have an environment in which they can feel calm and comfortable and confident, then the animals aren't going to have that either. And I don't believe that animals should be allowed to claw on furniture. This racing around sort of a thing, it almost feels like that the human beings in the home environment, this whole handcuff thing, it makes me feel like there's not a willingness to interact with him where he is and to kind of deal with his high energy. There's just been, as he says, I'm not allowed to be myself. And he is definitely different than the other animals, than his siblings, he says. But he's also telling me that there's a preconceived notion about how cats should be versus an embrace of who he is. Mm-hmm. And I think that perspective, even just energetically, is kind of most definitely affecting him. And the deal is that if you try and constrain any sentient being and not kind of allow them to be who they are, it's going to have the opposite effect of making them even more anxious and more wanting to be more how they organically and naturally are. Does that make sense?
It does. It's just, you know, where do you let the cat be a wild thing and that he's not destroying things or scaring people that they're going to be injured as he races over the couch while you're on it or, you know.
Right, absolutely. Well, and again, I would invite you to get to
the point. When we try playing with him with a toy on a string, he's like, he'll play for a very short time and then he seems bored.
Okay, and that's all right. And it seems like this guy's deal is that he likes to get a lot of physical activity. I would invite you to even do like, do you ever do a game of chase with him?
Huh, no.
I would, if this is a guy that likes to run around, and again, make sure those front claws are trimmed, and certainly take
only
him
because,
to the vet.
Only the front claws because of hurting the house.
And you.
Okay.
Definitely. We want to kind of mitigate his, you know, and again, a nice game of chase to where you're chasing him, he's chasing you. Sometimes with my own cats, especially when they were younger, we would do like this little stalking game where I would move forward toward them like really, really slowly and really, really carefully. And then I would kind of freeze. So I would just invite you to maybe be more cat-like with him. And I honestly believe he's showing me then these, when I say those things, he shows me that the handcuffs are off and he's kind of waving his claw, his paws, front paws at least in the air, kind of like, okay, this feels a lot better, et cetera. I'm not sure that he's fond of being on Prozac, to be perfectly honest with you.
I wouldn't doubt that, yeah.
Right. There are other things like rescue remedy, maybe composure, which I know is available for dogs. I'd have to think that it's available for cats as well. And Julie, we're heading into a break, but I hope this has been helpful. Again, the more you can kind of loosen up your own responses to what you perceive as destruction, and I want to validate, I do understand that yes, the animals in our lives can do these things. At the same time, for him, I think it's embracing his high energy will get you much further than trying to negate that high energy and try and make him into something that I don't think he feels like he is.
So will he let me trim his front nails? Because he can't go to the vet. I mean, that's like everyone is afraid of this cat.
Right. Certainly, there's some things you can do. See if you can get a vet tech to come to your home to help you with that. You know, traveling vets, all those sorts of things. And Julie, if you want to stay online after the break, we do have to take a break right now. I'm happy to continue with you. So, everybody,
okay.
This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Welcome back. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn, and we're talking with Julie from California about her cat. And I asked Julie to hang on, and I'm hoping she's still there. Julie, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Yay! So you've had a
few minutes. I feel like I might be taking more time away from someone else, though.
No. The thing is, and this is actually wonderful, Julie, because you're actually giving a gift to a lot of people out there who are listening to this, will be listening to this, and who have a companion animal such as you have in your life. And I think sometimes for us as human beings, where our animal companions are concerned, we might have misconceptions, preconceptions about how we want them to be. And the thing is that certainly I agree with you, what you said earlier, that this guy chose you. I think that's very clear. And I do think that this is an opportunity for you to perhaps widen your embrace of the energy that he brings to you just a little bit. What we were talking about is the nail clipping, and certainly there are mobile vets who will come around to the house.
Yeah,
Lizanne, that's an option.
Yep, Lizanne, I have to confess, I am a veterinarian. I'm retired.
The plot thickens.
I can trim front nails no problem on anybody but this guy.
Well,
no.
Of course, because
and
you're
and the vet, my friend that I take him to for various things, they do not want his little face to darken their door because he's so scary.
Oh,
you know, but yeah, maybe.
Okay,
you know.
Gotcha.
So,
well,
but
well,
if he'll let me trim his nails in my lap, I'll do it. You know, I'm a little worried too because we have a lot of coyotes outside, and that's how we've lost other kitty cats, is probably coyotes or bobcats or something. So. Okay. I know he needs back just so he can get up trees and stuff, you know.
Right. Well, and here's another option for you, Julie. They do make enclosures that you can put on either the back of your house or be freestanding from your house that still allow your animals to have the experience of outdoors without compromising their safety. Is that an option?
Right. Those are very cool, and my husband's not going for that. He was going to be a strictly indoor cat, but because of his energy, we had to let him out when he was young because he was driving us crazy.
Sure. So, and at this point, he's so used to being outdoors that to try and confine him again, and especially at his age, Julie, you said he's what, 5 or 6?
Yeah. No, he's like 7 or 8.
Seven or eight. So he's kind of getting up into senior years. And so, of course, he might have another 4 or 5 years, he's actually saying to me, before he does transition. But even still, at this point, you know, I think their reflexes slow down. I think that, you know, all sorts of things. But with this guy in particular, this is really interesting. Okay, let me ask you a question, Julie. Okay. Definitely for you, Julie, this is about what you do professionally. And it almost feels like, and let me ask you, are there any sort of energetic cleansing things that you do before you come home after a day of work?
No, I'm retired.
Okay. All right. I thought that you were still working.
No, I've been retired I haven't worked as a vet since before he was born.
Okay, good. Okay, all right. Okay. Well, there still is, how am I going to put this? For you, it appears that there's an invitation to embrace him from more than just a veterinary standpoint. And now those handcuffs make more sense to me. So it's not just about corralling what you perceive is his abundance of energy, but I think his desire, his choice is to ask you to see him as, how am I going to put this, from the standpoint of his guardian as opposed to from the standpoint of a veterinarian. Does that make sense?
It's funny. I don't see that I've been seeing him from a veterinary standpoint, but maybe I have. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I would invite you to just ponder that. And if the answer is yes or the answer is no, it'll resonate with you most definitely either way. But definitely, okay, so those handcuffs definitely make more sense to me. And so as much as you can, Julie, I would invite you to, because certainly as a veterinarian, you were used to dealing with animals, perhaps in doing things to them that they made that were medically necessary, most definitely, and in their highest and best good. But perhaps it wasn't as easy for you to do things with them. Does that make sense?
Right. When I usually had a technician that would hold the cats, right?
Right.
The difficult cats. I mean, most cats don't even need anybody to hold them. You know,
right.
You can give them a shot
right.
and you don't even
right.
need a helper.
Absolutely. But, and so for you, perhaps this touches on an area of, vulnerability is too strong of a word, but perhaps a new area for you that you're used to having in dealing with who, again, you perceive as a difficult animal. You're used to having that buffer there. And it feels like this guy in particular is saying he's inviting you to kind of remove that buffer and kind of move into this area of him that's with him that's definitely high energy, because it feels like that there's something that you're going to discover more about yourself, Julie, when you move into this place with him. And he's actually showing me this. He's showing me, and I'm not necessarily a big fan of this, but admittedly, I do it with my own animals, especially the one that really does not like to have her claws trimmed. I get her between my knees. I make it to where my elbow is on the outside of her head. And again, in a very good way. And I'm pretty fast at trimming the nails. But I've also heard of people who simply take a towel and cover the animal so that they kind of decrease the stimulation to what's going on. Certainly some holding, he's saying he doesn't like the word restraint, and I don't blame him. Some kind of holding is necessary. And then you just kind of reach around and reach under. If you have to have two people do that, I think that's okay. But I actually believe that, again, I can feel your anxiety in dealing with him yourself. And quite honestly, I can't help but feel that this is part of your path with him, of your lesson with him, is learning to deal with him from this energetic standpoint and not putting all of these, well, this is what cats should do and this is what good cats should do sort of a thing, as opposed to saying, look, you are who you are, just like we would say to hopefully anybody else that comes into our life that we want to form this lasting bond with. You are who you are, and I'm going to embrace you more fully and just kind of see where that leads us. Does that make
uh-huh.
sense?
Maybe. I mean, you know, it's a maybe.
It's a new idea. It's definitely a new paradigm, I think, for you to consider and to take a few steps into. He's saying that he really likes the idea of a game of chase. He's saying that he could really get into that. And the really interesting thing is,
I'm afraid he's going to like injure me though.
Well, and I would invite you not to go to that place, because the deal is that you're quite a bit bigger than he is. And you can, again, if once you get that kind of, dare I say, pack leader, I know that's referred to typically for dogs, but just kind of that human being, I'm in charge kind of core, that's just kind of firm up. That's where you can probably call your veterinarian training into place. But at the same time, recognize that you can impact him just as much as he impacts you. So for instance, when you're doing a game of chase, he's making me feel like you could probably get him to the point where he understands that, and not in a bad way, not in a evil way, just for anybody who's listening, but in a way where you can really engage with him. Think about two dogs who are playing with each other. Sometimes to human eyes, it can look a little serious. I mean, there are growls, there's,
right.
you know, mouthing around the scruff, there's mouthing on the limbs, etc. And so we kind of have this little emotional reaction to that. When you actually step into their world and be comfortable with that flow of energy back and forth, wow, that's a delightful place to be. Because then for him and for you, you will be on equal level. And for you, Julie, that's the most important thing, to make you feel like you are on an equal level with him, and not that he is somehow holding sway over your entire house. Because admittedly, that's been allowed to happen.
Yeah, because we're scared of him.
Right. And so as much as you can release that fear and think to yourself, this is a cat. This is a cat that I chose to bring into my life. This is a cat who I would love to embrace in his all of his glorious imperfection, just like he embraces me in my all of my glorious imperfection. And I want to be willing to step into that energetic place with him, which again is going to feel much different to you than what you were used to dealing with animals in your veterinary practice. Much, much different. It's definitely more intimate. It's more personal. It's just a different energetic place. Does that make sense?
It does. And other pets I've had, I've felt like I, you know, my other cats I've had, I felt like they were pets. But he's just scary. That's the problem.
Well, and again, he's not like the other companion animals that you've had, and that's the point. He's not like all of the other animals that you've ever had. And so this is his invitation, and it feels like, Julie, almost like the universe's invitation to you to say, okay, we've given you comfortable before, and now it's time for you to be just slightly uncomfortable and to see whether the two of you can kind of widen the scope and shift the paradigm a little bit to something that is not expected in a companion animal in your life, equals growth.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Okay, so can I ask a couple other questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
What does he think of his name? Since your topic today made me think about that.
Right. Well, and certainly, and I appreciate you bringing that up, Julie. And part of it was my kind of deal is that, you know, I see things in the media all the time. The most recent was the Pope releasing the doves with the two little kids, and one got a quote unquote attacked by a crow, and one got quote unquote attacked by a seagull. And I guess from a human being standpoint, I would invite everybody listening to reframe how we view the animals in our lives and the animals in the wild. What we see as attacking to them is simply their place in this incredibly intricate web called Mother Nature. There are predators out there. There are prey out there. And these particular animals were simply doing what comes naturally to them, but we put a wash on it. I heard a segment on NPR the other day about stingrays and about how, you know, a stingray attacked someone after they got stepped on. And again, I would just invite everybody to look at that for just a second and just say, well, yes, okay, it's our choice to go out into the place where they live. And so if we do go out into the place where they live and we happen to, in their eyes, harm them in some way, even unintentionally, yes, there's going to be a response. But we tend to personalize these things with especially wild animals, and I just get concerned that that just contributes to kind of like this wider energy that animals are to be, instead of viewed at as our partners in this lifetime, something to be dominated, something to be controlled. And if they do something against us, oh, it's us against the animal sort of a thing. So anyway, I digress. But thank you for letting me do a quick synopsis, Julie, of what we were going to be talking about today. And we are talking about that, certainly, in your relationship with this guy. He's saying to me he perceives his name to be kind of silly.
Uh-huh. And I just don't know where to go with that.
Well, he's saying,
does he have a name?
Okay. He's saying to me that he would like his name to be, and I'm not sure where this is coming from, and we're just going to say it, more Shakespearean. I'm not sure if he's thinking something like Hamlet, Othello, Bartholomew. He's
jealous of the. He's Van for Vincent Van Gogh, and he's jealous of some of the other kittens. I love it.
Yeah, no, totally. He definitely likes that. He's not a Mr. Squiggles. He's not a Fluffy. I mean, this is a guy with some substance, and so
right. Well, he's Van Gogh, but he doesn't maybe like it because Van Gogh was crazy in the end. So
Oh my gosh. Yes, yes, yes. I would invite you. And it's interesting, Julie, because another client I had, they actually did a renaming ceremony. And this is what that cat asked for. And it sounds like Van Gogh is asking for the same thing. And picture that, Julie. I mean, this is a guy, and Van Gogh certainly knows this. This is a guy who cut off his own ear. Of course, right. He gets that energy. He knows that because you hold that picture and energy in your mind and in your physical body, he picks up on that. So he's had to live with that pretty much his whole life. So I would invite you to pick out something he says that's more not kingly, because I don't think he sees himself that way. And I think that's positive. He wants more princely, again, Hamlet, Othello, Bartholomew, something. He tells me, are you fond of Shakespeare?
Yeah, in our house we are, yeah.
Absolutely.
And two of the kittens were Antony and Cleopatra.
There you go.
So
there you go.
That's interesting,
so
you picked up on that.
Absolutely. So I would invite you to do a renaming ceremony. I would invite you to get like a nice piece of parchment. If you happen to know someone that does the calligraphy with the calligraphy pens, I would invite you to say something, you know, like a certificate. Van Gogh, the cat hereby, heretofore known as Van Gogh, has now been renamed, and his new name henceforth should be X, whatever it is you guys decide you want to do.
Yeah.
And then I absolutely would present that to him. I would call all the members of your family forward. That's a massive change of energy for him and for you, because he's saying to me, now I feel like I belong.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fun.
So if you can do something like that, I think that that's really, really positive. He keeps on bringing me back to the game of chase. And he's saying to me, even if two of you want to chase him at a point in time, he would love that. He would love that energy interaction, that just kind of, you know, cycling him up to this place. And trust me, he's always going to be the one who's going to back down. And that between you and me, Julie, human to human, that's what you want in a good way, in a positive way, because that sends this formerly known as Van Gogh, the message that in this house, the humans set the tone. The humans understand what is best for you. And it's going to take a little bit of a time, but he's going to slowly, slowly, slowly relax down. But definitely if you can, again, really kind of push the envelope that he's showing you, just like you would with any other person that means a great deal to you in your life, because he has this need to expel this energy, but all the more better to expel it with you and together, so that he understands that you get who he is. Oh my gosh, this was huge. Oh my gosh, huge.
Cool.
Yes, the whole Shakespeare thing, he loves it. He's kind of vacillating between Othello and Hamlet. Othello, if I recall, was kind of a tragedy. Hamlet, well, a lot of Shakespeare wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, here's the one that's coming forth, and I'm not sure you're going to go for this. Romeo. He's asking for Romeo. He says to me, to say to you, I want to prove to you how loving I really can be.
Aw.
He's asking
Romeo's
for Romeo.
Too.
He's asking for
They're
Romeo.
They're all tragic.
So kind of kick that around. But definitely the renaming ceremony, when we do these things in the physical, the energetic landscape behind it, it is so dramatically affected. He's asking for perhaps for maybe a couple of candles to be lit. He's asking for his favorite treats. He's saying, if you want to toast this with a little bit of champagne or sparkling apple cider, whatever that is for the whole family. But I would invite you to make this as much of a family thing as you possibly can. And just know that you will be setting the stage for something dramatically different in your relationship with this guy. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Let me see here. What else? Okay. And he's saying the other thing that kind of goes along with this, Julie, and everybody who's listening, this is actually, if I may interject, kind of a good commercial for about how close to a long extended session is going to be with somebody like me, with me, when you call up, et cetera. So The other thing that he's saying to you, Julie, is that for animals, and I run into this when I do canine massage therapy, they have a certain energy threshold, just like all of us do. For them, it is built into their nervous system, just like it is for us. And especially for a guy like, he's asking me, okay, we're going to call him Romeo. Whatever you decide is up to you. But for Romeo, there's a certain, because he already has a high energy level himself, when you pet him for, even as you said, 30 seconds, and that tail starts to twitch, that's his indication to you that not that he's going to attack you, but that the energy for him has built up to an uncomfortable standpoint, and that he has to discharge that energy somehow. For most of the animals that we know, it is through physical things that they do, or that they might bark, they might meow, horses might run around, birds might fly around their cage, rabbits might hop away, cats might, you know, jump off, dogs will shake themselves. So they have a very good and natural way of decreasing that energy, but your simple touch of him is definitely contributing unconsciously on your part to this sort of thing. Does that make sense?
It does, but when he gets, so when I ask him to get off, he gets off, but it's not like he runs around and discharges it.
And that's okay, because he understands that, again, the twitching tail, I think you're absolutely accurate in reading that this is his energy is starting to build up to the point where, and that's being a very proactive as a guardian, and I think that's fabulous, because you're simply working with those energy signals that he's giving to you, most definitely, absolutely, most definitely.
Okay. Now, what about other potential cats or dogs?
I would invite you to kind of stick with this guy just for a little while. He's saying that he can actually be pretty good with other animals. He just needs a little bit of time to, as he puts it, reconnect and recalibrate the energy connection that he has with you and with your family. Okay. So mm-hmm. I think he can be really good with other animals, but before you bring another energy into the mix, because I think if you do that, you kind of run the risk of, again, kind of negating him and not really, does that make sense? And not really.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like adding energy to energy when the first energy isn't necessarily stable.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. What else does he want to share with me? And again, I don't know if you're familiar with Rescue Remedy. I think it works really well with cats, putting it just in their water. You'd have to know, check with you, obviously, since you're a vet, or check with your own vet about, any counterindication with having him be on Prozac. But really, and again, he keeps on coming back to this chasing thing. I honestly do believe that engaging him in that is definitely, the first couple times you do it, he's probably going to look at you like, what the? But just keep on that and keep being willing to kind of step into that place where he is. And the sooner you can do that, he's going to automatically, you're going to start harmonizing with his energy instead of conflicting with it.
Okay.
Does this make sense?
Yeah.
And I know this is sounds like perhaps much different than what you're normally used to, but just kind of kick it around in your head, see what fits with you energetically. And the other message for you, Julie, I think as far as he's concerned, is inviting you to get more comfortable with experiencing energy as opposed to responding to it. Does that make sense?
Maybe, yeah.
So experiencing his energy, other animals' energy, et cetera, from a different perspective, certainly for you, and something that can be harmonized with versus something that needs to be managed.
Uh-huh.
Because certainly I think we can manage our animal companions' energy level, but from a much different standpoint, I think, than what we think we can manage it from. It doesn't always have to be, these are the parameters and you have to stick within these parameters. I think by following their lead a little bit, you actually become the leader in that situation. It's called lead by following. And I'm confident that he's going to definitely settle down, most definitely.
Well, that sounds great.
please let me know how it goes. And everybody, I'm not sure where we're at as far as time goes. It looks like we're heading right into our break, I think.
Oh, no, no. It's time to wrap up and end the show.
Thanks very much, Brian. Julie, feel free to shoot me an email, Lizanne@theanimalseyeview.com, if there's something else I can do for you. I would love to hear how this ends up between you and Van Gogh, a.k.a. Romeo. Just let me know. I'm happy to support you in any way I can. Thanks so much for calling in today, and thanks so much for being fabulous as to the topic today. You did an excellent job. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. This is great. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome, Julie.
I love the hit on the Shakespearean.
Yes, you definitely
picked up on, you know, our house and his littermate, so that's interesting.
Yep, definitely.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Everybody, bye-bye. Of course, this has flown by. Thank you so much. My website is www.theanimalseyeview.com. My Facebook page is The Animals Eye View 1. Feel free to send me a like. Feel free to give me a shout out. Take very, very good care of yourselves and your animal companions this next week. And remember to say to them and yourself at least once a day, I love you. This has been The Animals Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Lizanne Flynn. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. people feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?